In this bulletin, Europe's top diplomats discuss a US peace plan for Ukraine. Kelly Sloane emerges frontrunner for the New South Wales Liberals' leadership after Mark Speakman resigns. And in cricket, Australia and England renew their Ashes rivalry as the opening test begins in Perth. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Sam Dover. European top diplomats have met in Brussels to discuss a peace plan put forward by the United States and Russia for Ukraine. Prior to the meeting, Russia launched its latest drone and missile barrage in western Ukraine, killing 26 people and cutting off emergency power in the city of Ternopil. Jean-Noël Barrot, France's foreign minister, says any peace deal should begin with a cessation of hostilities.
Discussions should start with a ceasefire on the contact line that allow for negotiation on the question of territories, on the question of security guarantees. We have said that, the US have said that, President Trump has said that, and Ukrainians are ready for this. The only obstacle to such ordered discussions so far is Vladimir Putin.
Funerals have been held in southern Lebanon for 11 people killed in an Israeli airstrike on the Ain El Hilweh Palestinian refugee camp near Sidon. Crowds carried coffins draped in Palestinian and Hamas flags through the narrow streets while armed men monitored the procession. Israel claims it struck a Hamas training site used to prepare attacks. Hamas has denied these claims, insisting the missiles hit a civilian sports facility. Walid Kilani, a Hamas spokesman in Lebanon, rejects Israel's account.
It's known to everyone. A lot of journalists and media entered this facility. It's a sports and civilian facility. The enemy claims that it is a military facility, but we assure them that there are no military facilities in our Palestinian refugee camps.
Lebanon's health ministry says at least 13 people were killed in Tuesday's strikes as cross-border tensions continue to escalate. Meanwhile, a first-time Liberal MP is expected to take on the task of repairing the New South Wales Party's damaged brand. Shadow Health Minister Kelly Sloane is to nominate for the Liberal leadership after Mark Speakman resigned under pressure, and by last night she was the only confirmed candidate. The leadership is expected to be decided at a party room meeting today. In stepping down, Mr. Speakman acknowledged the statistical unlikelihood of a first-term opposition defeating the Labor government at the 2027 state election. No first-term opposition has won an election in New South Wales or at federal level since the 1930s. Mr. Speakman says while the Liberal Party's values are timeless, whoever succeeds him as leader must explain them to Australia as it is, not Australia as it was.
We are not back in the 1950s with white picket fences. This is a society now where women are entitled to and deserve the same opportunities, economic, social and other, as men. This is a society with an incredibly diverse ethnic background. And this is a society where intergenerational inequity is the worst it has ever been.
And a Sydney man has been charged with using a carriage service to harass a federal MP following her condemnation of a neo-Nazi protest in November. The Australian Federal Police launched an investigation after identifying an alleged menacing message on an encrypted online platform. The police executed a search warrant on the Sydney man yesterday with the man's electronic devices seized. Following a forensic examination of the devices, the man was charged with one count of using a carriage service to menace, harass, or cause offence. In a statement, AFP Detective Superintendent Jeremy Staunton says advocating for hatred or violent extremism has no place in Australian society. And in sport, cricket's most storied rivalry begins in Perth today with the opening test of a highly anticipated Ashes series. England, who were thrashed 4-0 on their last tour, arrive as a transformed side. Under Brendan McCullum's baz-ball approach, they've become a far more aggressive and unpredictable opponent. With Pat Cummins injured, Steve Smith begins the series as captain and Australia's key batsman, entering the Ashes with 36 test centuries and 10,477 runs under his belt. Ahead of the match, both Smith and England captain Ben Stokes emphasised their mutual respect.
Look, he's done a great job and, you know, he's a quality performer, whether it's bat, ball or in the field. He's always in the game and giving 110%. So, hopefully we can keep him quiet this series.
Serious player. Has been for a very long time. Him and Joe Root, you know, neck and neck in my opinion, in terms of the greatest batters of this generation. Yeah, if we can keep Steve Smith quiet, then, you know, we've given ourselves a good chance to achieving the goal that we want.
Australia are aiming to continue their dominant form and make it four home Ashes series victories in a row. I'm Sam Dover, and that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.